Drug addiction, long viewed as a moral failing, is now recognized as a chronic brain disease. U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy brought this message to the Alaska Wellness Summit in Palmer yesterday. Substance abuse caregivers, recovering addicts, and health officials attended the day-long meeting with the aim of combating the opioid abuse epidemic here. Alaska Public Media's Ellen Lockyer has the story.
The Alaska Wellness Summit was organized by Senator Dan Sullivan, who kicked off the meeting by introducing five Alaska women, all recovering addicts, who are now working to help others find hope for a path out of addiction.
This hits everybody. In reading the statistics, all of us know what's happening out there. Since 2010, the number of heroin-associated overdose deaths have increased more than tenfold.
The statistics linked to drug overdose deaths in our state are alarming, twice the national average in some years. Of the opioid-caused deaths in Alaska last year, more than two-thirds of them were caused by prescription drugs. And that is exactly where U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy wants to begin his campaign against opioid addiction. Murthy says 2 million people in the U.S. are addicted to opioids. The current crisis in the country started about two decades ago when physicians were urged to treat pain aggressively, but not giving training in how to do so.
And what we saw is that from 1999 onward, there was a quadrupling in the number of opioid overdose deaths. That coincided with a quadrupling in the number of prescriptions that were written for opioids.
Murthy wants to reverse that trend and is spearheading an effort to combat opioid overprescription, and he wants to change how society views drug addiction, which is now considered a disorder.
There have been, I think, problems with how we dealt with addiction in the past. We began a war on drugs that became a war on the people who use drugs.
He says Alaskans have shown him that they have the resilience needed to begin the process of recovery, and it is the willingness to begin recovery that is essential in the individual sufferer if recovery is to be long-term. Jeff Jesse, CEO of the state's Mental Health Trust Authority, knows that better than anyone.
My name is Jeff, and I'm an alcoholic.
Jesse introduced himself, saying he's been sober for a decade. He also co-chairs the state's opioid task force.
Addiction can happen to any of us, and we need to end the stigma today.
Jesse says new state legislation has helped to decriminalize drug use, while Medicaid reform legislation helps to address funding for battling addiction. But more is needed, and Jesse asked the federal officials present to help Alaska integrate behavioral health care with primary medical care. He called for substance abuse disorder professionals in emergency rooms to help addicts, and asked for support for prescription drug monitoring programs. Dr. Mary Wakefield, Deputy Secretary of the Federal Health and Human Services Department, said reversing the opioid abuse trend is urgent. 78 people die every day in the United States from opioid overdose.
On an average day in the United States, about 580 people initiate heroin use in this country. That's the epidemic we're talking about.
Rural communities are hit particularly hard, Wakefield told the group. In fact, the states with the highest rates of addiction are rural states. She said in 2014, 124 people died overdose deaths in Alaska, and many victims started with a prescription for pain medication. She has pledged HHS funds to help the fight. The Wellness Summit focused on solutions rather than blame. Christina Love, one of the women who inspired the summit, now is an advocate for domestic violence victims in Juneau. She says she's been there herself and found her way out.
I was the type of person that nobody ever thought would get clean, ever. I lived on the streets, and I couldn't even be served at the ER. You know, and there were a couple of times when I was trying to go to treatment that, you know, people would ask me, like, why? Like, they didn't think that it was possible for me.
Love says she grew up in a family with generations of substance abuse and suicide. She told the conference, "Those generations end with me. That door is closed."
drugs were just a small symptom of my disease and that there were much deeper issues that I needed to look at. And while in treatment, I had the opportunity to look at some of those. But most importantly, I got to reflect on how much I was loved.
She says non-judgmental love helped her to choose a healthy lifestyle, and her work as a recovery coach now can help others. I'm Ellen Lockyer.